him on the internet in any case. Okay, here we are at Govardhan again, Govardhan Puja Day. So we'll have a reading. Again from Mata Shiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Om Ganati Vrinda Shah. Gananjana Shlakya Chakshur Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shibhavaya Namaha. It was interesting this morning reading the commentaries of the different acharyas, wasn't it? You know, Sanatana Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I have this whole Bhagavatam with all the commentaries in it, which is really cool. Verse 6. It gets even more interesting. So, Hare Cheta Projat Kapata Kutinati Barakara Sharan Mutresh Natwada Sikatam Atmanam Apimham Saratvam Gandharva Giri Dara Pada Prema Vilasat Asudam Bodas Natvatvam Apinitaramam Nachasukaya. The translation is, it's pretty gross. A ruffian mind, why you burn yourself in me, the soul, by bathing in the trickling urine of the great donkey of full-blown hypocrisy and duplicity. Instead, you should always bathe in the ocean of love emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari, thereby delighting yourself in me. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajana Dharpana commentary before the Shlokartha. This verse gives advice to those practitioners who may be able to subdue the six enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy, but have failed to vanquish the great enemies of deceit and hypocrisy. Those devotees who have defeated the six enemies headed by lust may still be burned by the donkey urine of hypocrisy and deceit. In other words, in the previous verse, we dealt with more grosser things. When we're talking about hypocrisy, we're talking about people who act in a certain way, but underneath, they're doing their devotional service to fulfill these same desires, you know, lust, anger, greed, illusion, and envy, and everything like that. But they're able to subdue them externally, but internally, it's influencing their interactions and dealings with others. So let's read this shlokartha, or the meaning of the verse in terms of certain expressions, or certain words. Projat kapata kutinati bhara kara sharam mutre shnatva. This verse describes bathing in the trickling urine of the donkey of complete ostentatious duplicity and hypocrisy. That means at the same time they're making a show of devotional service, something else is going on in their hearts and minds. So, this is quite an interesting verse. There are three categories of spiritual practitioners or sadhakas. The Swanishta sadhaka only endeavors to please Sri Bhagavan Lord Hari and completely rejects all the rules and regulations, all the regulations and injunctions of the Varnashram Dharma. Parinishta sadhakas engage themselves in all the prescribed activities, taking shelter of all the rites and rituals used to worship the Supreme Lord. These two types are grahasthas, householders. The third type of sadhaka is nirapeksha, devotee who is renounced. Such persons are of a detached nature and not in the grahastha ashram. All three types are benefited only when they become thoroughly honest and when they give up deceit, pretense, and hypocrisy. Otherwise, they are surely vanquished. Can anyone guess where honesty begins?
With yourself.
With yourself, being honest as far as one's motivations. You know, why am I preaching? Because I want people to appreciate me. Why am I worshiping the deities and offering so many nice sweets to the deities?
To To eat them.
Like if you're coming home and you say to your husband or wife, is it prashadam yet? It indicates you want to eat it.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But you're already meditating on it. Although, you know, you're apparently externally doing everything for Krishna. This is the point. It's mentioned here. Each type of sadhaka has distinct ways of exhibiting a deceitful nature. The deceitful nature of a swanishta sadhaka can be exhibited in six ways. One, indulging in sense gratification on the pretext of satisfying the Supreme God. In other words, offering things. Wow. Sometimes, you know, people say, I just want nice saris so I can dress nicely in front of Krishna. But actually, they just like the nice saris. Two, serving rich, influential materialists instead of serving simple, nirupeksha servants of Krishna. Three, accumulating more wealth than would ever be needed. Four, enthusiasm for meaningless temporary gains, even at the cost of envying and harming others. Five, teaching twisted logic and self-motivated speculation in the name of giving education. And six, giving education instead of cultivating spiritual knowledge. And six, wearing the dress of a materially disinterested renunciate in order to gain material prestige. Sometimes you even see grihasthas do that. You know, they dress like without the kacha in the back or something like that. You've seen that. Without the kacha. You know what a kacha is? In the back, and they just act very renounced. So swanishta household devotees only try to... the caption... A swanishta devotee may exhibit hypocrisy by seeking sense enjoyment instead of pleasing the Lord, serving... Oh, these are all different captions. The deceitful nature of a parinishta sadhaka can be exhibited in two ways. One, making an external show of strictly following rules and prohibitions while inwardly being very attached to material subjects unrelated to Krishna. And two, preferring the association of non-devotees rather than Krishna-conscious devotees. And then finally, the deceitful nature of the nirapeksha sadhaka, that means those in the renouncer of life, can be exhibited in eight ways. One, thinking of oneself as an advanced Vaishnava. That's like taking a bath in donkey urine. If one starts to think of oneself, that also refers to brahmacharis. Not just sannyasis. If you think of yourself, I'm an advanced devotee, then you're taking a bath in the trickling of donkey urine.
What's trickling?
Trickly, tricky. It's trickling out. That means it doesn't like pour out. It trickles.
Sprinkling.
It trickles. You know, trickles. Pouring is just like a flood. But trickling is like a nice shower. That's pretty interesting. So in nirapeksha, I'm advanced Vaishnava acting superior to others, collecting more than required. Wait a second, I'm gonna skip the page here. It means of it in eight ways. Thinking of oneself as an advanced Vaishnava. Two, thinking of oneself as superior to others simply by wearing the dress of a renounced person. Three, collecting material wealth for food and clothing more than required. Just like I have 12 new dhotis now that devotees got for me. That's more than I require, so it's donkey urine. Actually, I didn't plan on that. They just, like, everybody just got arranged for it, so that's not donkey urine. Improperly associating with the opposite sex in the name of spiritual practices. Let's say if a sannyasi comes up to a lady living, let me show you how to chant your japa. Here, hold your hand like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that. And he said, oh, he's helping the devotee. But actually, he's improperly associated. Five, staying with materialistic people with the expectation of receiving wealth rather than visiting a Krishna temple. Six, being inwardly anxious. Of course, when I go to Sydney, I don't stay with materialistic people. I stay with nice devotees. Six, being inwardly anxious and worrying about collecting more wealth while making a pretense of performing devotional service or chanting. You see that sometimes with Bhagavad-saptaha people. Mm-hmm. 7, being more concerned with external dress and rules and regulations than devotion for Krishna. That's called Niyamagraha. Wow. We're under attack. So at 8, don't worry, it's Diwali. And 8, overlooking or neglecting the main purpose of spiritual life, is which is developing love for Krishna. Various cheating propensities, kapatata, such as bad arguments, kutarka, false philosophical conclusions, kusiddhanta, and maintaining impediments to devotional service, anarthas, arise from a deceitful nature. All these propensities are very detrimental to true Krishna consciousness and are compared to the urine of a donkey. Many practitioners may think they are getting cleansed by bathing in the unholy. They're fooling themselves. Factually, they are just burning and destroying their own lives. Then the next few words. Gandharva giridhara para prema vilasat sudha snatva. Instead, one should bathe, in other words, instead of taking a bath in donkey urine, in the ocean of nectarian love that emanates from the lotus feet of Sri Gandharva. Gandharva refers to Srimati Radharani, who is the internal energy, Swarup Shakti, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Giridhari refers to Sri Krishna, the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited, inconceivable potencies and is thus known as Shakti Man Purusha. It means the one who possesses the supreme male, who possesses all the Shaktis. Here one is advised to bathe in the Vishuddha Chid Vilas, the ocean of nectar of transcendental spiritual transformation. This nectar arises from love of the shelter of Gandharva Giridhari's lotus feet. To elaborate on this subject, Srila Rupa Goswami prays in the Sri Prarthana Padati of his Stavamala as follows. And there's Sanskrit, but I'm going to read the English. O Sri Radha, I offer obeisances to you. You have a complexion of pure golden hue, possess of a pair of doe-like restless eyes, have a face that conquers the beauty of the million of full moons, and dress in dark cloud-like garments. Your hair is decorated by the gopis using malika, jasmine flowers, and your body is decorated with divine gems and ornaments. You are the guru of all the expert gopis, the receiver of the admiration of your followers, extremely dear to your confidants, and surrounded by your 8 primary sakis, female friends. By a mere movement of the corners of your eyes, you make Lord Keshava restless, and the nectar of your delightful lips is the only source of life for the son of Nanda. Having offered obeisances in these ways, I, a distressed soul, belonging to you, beg you with sweet words while rolling on the banks of the Yamuna. Although I am unfit, an offender with a crooked mind, please bestow on me a fragment of the gift of service to you. This unhappy soul is not fit to be neglected by you, for you have a butter-soft heart that melts constantly by the warmth of your compassion. Srila Rupa Goswami further elaborates on this subject matter in his Sri Radha Madhavayor Nama Yugashtakam of his Stavamala. I now recite the following 8 names of Sri Radha Madhava. 1, she is Radha and he is Damodar, whom she bound during the month of Kartika, which is very interesting because in addition to Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda, he is bound by Radha. 2, she is Radhika and he is Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. 3, she is Vrishabhanu Kumari, the daughter of Vrishabhanu. I have a disciple by that name. And he is Gopendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of the cowards. She is Govinda Priya Sakhi, the dear female friend of Govinda, and he is Gandharva Pandava, the dear male friend of Gandharva. 5, they are Mikunja Nagarao, The couple enjoying amorous moods in the forest bowers of Vrindavan. 6. Goshta Kishora Jana Sekharal, the leaders of young gopis and gopas of Vrindavan. And 7. Vrindavana Dipal, the two presiding rulers of Vrindavan. 8. She is Krishna Vallabha, the dear darling of Krishna, and he is Radhika Priya, the beloved of Sri Radhika. One's deceitful nature is removed when the heart is completely pure with humility. Taking shelter of such names and soaking one's mind in the spiritual rasas, please ceaselessly wander around in the land of Vrindavan, meditating on Sri Sri Radhagovinda's pastimes throughout the periods of the day, the Ashtakaliya Lila. Then the mind, purified by humility, will not give any space to deceit. Otherwise, the moment any other thought is given, an opening, deceit again attacks. That's pretty heavy. So, any questions about this particular verse and purport? Yes.
So there's so many descriptions of this person's swas.
Of the what?
Of his Swanishta devotee, right?
Yes, Swanishta, yeah.
So what should be our mood? Should we just like see this list in other second night? Oh, he has it.
No, see the list in ourselves. It. No.
That's meant to see in others, like
No. It's meant for finding fault in ourselves, not in others. No. That's between them and Krishna. If someone has these particular propensities, if they ask for help, it's one thing. But we're meant to, like it says, if you point one finger at someone else, like all your fingers, the other fingers point back at you. And if you're finding fault with one person, Labhati Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, because I found fault, if I find fault in someone, that means I myself am pockmarked for that same fault. Pockmarked means many times that fault, many places. So, that's yours. Okay. So, yeah, so we should just look into our own hearts. He was without fault, let him throw the first stone. What is that saying in the Bible? There's another saying that to remove the mote in your eye, mote in someone else's eye, you have to see the log in your own eye. Yeah, the log in your own eye. So a mote means just little. So if you see some fault in someone else, you have many times that same fault in yourself. So we should... Boy, they're going crazy out there. Anyway, so don't apply this towards other people. Don't say, you are drinking, or you are taking a bath in the trickling donkey urine, Prabhu. You should think, I am taking a bath in the trickling donkey urine. Because, you know, you applied it to yourself.
The example you use about offering prasadam, because say, I want to eat that. Lanka, yeah. So it's Amit Lanka offer to the deities. How to work on that?
That's a hard one.
Pretty much every meal is kind of, you know.
What do you want?
You feel like eating, and so Krishna gets it by default rather than.
That's why it's recommended people engage in worship at the temple in addition to worship at their own home. Because in your own home, generally you're offering at a time when it's convenient for you, and what food you like to eat.
Yeah, I mean, at home it's very driven by what the kids would eat.
Yeah, and the kids, you can look at it like you're serving Vaishnavas, the kids of Vaishnavas. That's one way to look at it. But if you do it just like what you would like to eat.
It's a set standard, and that's what it needs to be done. And
Yeah, in the temple it's a set standard, set time.
Yeah.
You gotta be punctual, you gotta be clean, you gotta take a bath before you go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But in your own house, you can just cook in your pajamas or something like that. I'm not saying you should do that, but anyway. People do.
Yeah, well, people do.
People do.
Yeah.
you know, what can you do? So basically, yeah, we should do some temple service too, like you do.
Yeah, just
because that focuses the mind on Krishna's pleasure rather than one's own pleasure. Yeah, and yeah, that's a fact. I mean, even when I worship Giriraj, I offer to Giriraj Kimbai, and it's probably not his favorite. But I'm doing that because of health.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if I was doing something because of taste, I'd be offering, you know, all the sweets that Gokulendra is dreaming about at night. You know, before he takes rest at night. You know how they say counting sheep, where he counts sweets. You're counting sheep. You ever heard that expression before?
Yeah.
You go to sleep, you just have the sheep that are jumping over a fence. It's a sweet. There's a lot of them. There's a pakora.
Not so advanced.
Actually, one thing that helps people sleep, to completely outside of this particular issue, is if you actually go from 100 and count down in your mind,
really?
You fall asleep.
So you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. You find yourself at a certain point losing numbers when you go down.
Better to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, but then I stay awake when I chant Hare Krishna. I just go, Hare Bol. You go 100, 99, 98, and then eventually you go from 78 to 63, you know.
Because devotees usually they sleep while chanting japa, so it's easy.
Yeah, it's easy for them, but not
me. Yeah, when you sleep, you try chanting go sleep. Just make sure you're doing the right.
I don't sleep when I chant. But anyway, so if we're offering things simply with the idea of satisfying our senses, we can offer things with the idea of keeping good health to serve Krishna. That's a different thing. But if we're just lusting after the food before it's offered, you know.
No, it's not lusting after the food. It's more.
It's out of service.
Yeah,
especially if you're taking care of kids. I mean, that's why it's important for householders to have kids.
I think my question was, what is my business? For example, it's more focused towards kids, like you said, quinoa.
Well, kids are your service.
Yeah.
So then it's focused on service. So if grahasthas don't have children, it's hard to understand how it's a service, unless they're preaching. You know, that's a different thing. But if, let's say the man and the woman, they're just working job, come home at night, and they live. You know, even if they chant their rounds, it's just like, what's the purpose? How does it dovetail in Krishna's service? And of course, if the man is working for the temple, like you're going to work for the temple, that's fine. That's a different subject matter. But if people are just maintaining themselves, then how is the grahastha life actually offered to Krishna? Unless they're doing something like inviting people over their homes, you know, preaching or something. Something that is more than just you're living together and, you know, chanting Hare Krishna. That makes sense? So yeah, if one has children, the children are your service, and it's important to keep the children healthy. So there's nothing wrong with that. So you're offering to Krishna out of the idea of your service. You're dovetailing, you're having children in Krishna consciousness. That's why householders should have children. You know, actually, if householders don't have children, it's kind of unusual. I mean, sometimes people can't. Not condemning anybody, but it's just not. Or they just dedicate themselves to preaching is good too. You know, they just go and travel in Sankirtan together into the sunset. They go into the sunset, travel in Sankirtan.
You made it!
Who's that?
Pranesha.
I don't remember him. Did I used to know you? Hare Krishna. Oh, you brought your friends. Oh, Hare Krishna. Come in before the bugs come in. We're just finishing up class. Oh, you brought all your friends today?
Yeah, we went to Kusum Sarovar, then we came back here.
Good. sit down. There you go. All right, so we're just ending. What? Yeah.
So if you have a deity at home, and for example, like we know the Lord Chaitanya,
Hare Krishna.
His favorite preference is shark.
Yeah.
And then we know that, like, if you've got a baby, quickly, that's madhus. So is it, like, you're saying that, like, on one hand, like, you know, it might be that the kids are hungry, 5 o'clock, we're making some pasta. But, like, on the other hand, would be like, oh, we've got a deity of lunch time, let's offer more spinach. or like, we've got.
I think for householders, they should take care of their children first. Of course, spinach is good for the kids.
We've got deities of driving up on the sea badger.
That's nice.
I don't know the little machine they have. I don't know what to push out of Nave.
The machine Nave likes intestines. It's nice to see everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody came with you?
Yeah, so we came back home and we were going back
home. Oh, you're going to go back?
Yeah,
tonight.
We wanted to go back.
So you went to Kusum Sarovara and worshiped Giri Raj and everything like that. Oh, you were in Tiprasham?
Yeah, Tiprasham at 3.
Where?
At
Vanabahari Temple. That's very nice. Is this the first time everybody's been to?
Yes, first time.
First
this
time?
This place, first time, Raj.
But you've been to Braj before, right? You've been to Govardhan before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But your first time to Vasundhara.
Oh yeah, that's not really what I meant. That's not what I meant at all. That was at the first. This is the first time some of you have been to Vrindavan.
This means the first time Vrindavan.
No,
you came.
So you've all been to Vrindavan before. Very nice. Do you have any questions about Krishna consciousness? No. Pranatra knows everything. So I've been serving Krishna since 1971, before you were all born, I'm sure. So in 1971, I met His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, in America, and he convinced me to dedicate myself to his mission at that point. Srila Prabhupada is India's foremost representative, because he's representing the original Indian culture. That's the difference between every other representative and anyone else who's gone to the West. Because Srila Prabhupada understands the Vedic literature, the essence of the Vedic literatures, and not only that, but he's bringing people from the Western world, and has brought people from the Western world, to the original Indian culture. So he's actually the best ambassador that India's ever had, and the greatest hero. Because what makes a hero great? Several things. First of all, they do amazing things. Secondly, they come from a position of having no facility, no money or anything like that, and they're able to do amazing things from that position. I mean, if someone is born in a family that have a lot of money and a lot of things, they can do some amazing things, you know, that's all right. But if someone just starts from zero and is empowered by Krishna and is able to do what Prabhupada did to spread Krishna's names, every town and village in the world, China, Middle East even, they're chanting the holy names, all over Europe, of course, what to speak of America, South America, Africa, every single place in the world practically occurred to Krishna. That's a real hero. I mean, that's super heroic. Super heroic. So Prabhupada has always been my role model for doing what he did. And we're carrying out his mission somehow or other. He's asked us to carry out his mission of bringing people to Krishna. And now you see, if you've been to Vrindavan, you see so many people from all over the world coming. We have Chinese people, hundreds of Chinese people, hundreds of Japanese people, of course, what to speak of Americans, like myself. It's really United Nations, as Prabhupada said, of the spiritual world. That's actually Prabhupada's mission, to bring the whole world together rather than divide the world, you know, with different races, different religions. Krishna consciousness, or Sanatana Dharma, transcends even the understanding of mundane understanding of religion, and can even bring people of different religions, whether they're Muslims or Jewish or Christian or whatever, together. The Sanatana Dharma refers to the eternal nature of the self. It's not just religion. It's not, you know, Hinduism or Judaism or anything like that. It's what the self is, you know, where the self goes at the time of death, what the nature of God is in a very scientific way. It's more scientific than religious. Scientific in a real sense, you know, in a definitive, objective sense. So that's Krishna consciousness. So, happy to meet everybody. You all, no questions or anything? Yeah.
Is it the scientific nature of Krishna consciousness to do with like the, how it's like a process, though? So in terms of it's an experiment in performing, if they follow...
They get a certain result.
And then they get a result. That's the way in which it's described as science.
Yeah, Krishna in the ninth chapter of the Gita says, Pratyaksha Bhagavam Dharmam Shushukam Kartamabhyam, that it gives a direct result, a direct experience. Pratyaksha means to directly see or perceive. Does everyone understand my English? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Most of them.
Yeah, thanks.
Whereas, how do we increase interest in chanting?
How do we increase interest in chanting? By serving devotees of the Lord. Mahat Seva Mahurvi Muktes. By serving the Mahatmas, like Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's mission, then the taste for chanting increases. And the taste for chanting increases to such an extent that one experiences so much ecstasy upon chanting that it becomes uncontrollable. But that's by service. That's mentioned in many, many places in the Vedic literatures. Serve it, not say Mahurvi Mutes, the Modwar, the Yoshitam, the Sun, the Sun. Nice question. Any other questions? What's everybody's name?
Huh?
Badranath Murarli.
Murarli.
Wow. And your spiritual master is who?
His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami.
Very nice. And?
Jitendra.
What?
Jitendra.
Yes. That's a nice name.
Adars.
Huh?
Adars.
Adarsh.
And what is his spiritual name?
Sarapuja Devidas. He's my mother.
Oh, your mother?
He's my mother. She's also in the spirit of my Guru Maharaj.
Oh, very
Sarapuja
nice.
Sarapuja Devidas.
And mother's name is Sarapuja Devidas.
Very nice. Very nice name.
Ricky.
Ricky. Ricky. Ricky. Right. Ricky. Oh, Ricky. It's an English
Ricky,
name.
Sarvendra.
Sarvendra.
Yes.
Okay, Sarvendra. That's a good name.
Yes. And Prabhuji is my professor, chartered accountant.
Ah, chartered accountant.
And Prabhuji is taking care of food for life. Projects in
Korea. Ah, very
and
nice.
Helping in mathematics for
Eco-Venus. Very nice. You have a nice crew here.
Yeah. So, today I came first, and then Prabhuji made all the way parikrama. Then we went to take the prasadam first, and then
you
went to the other
crew,
and then
you
come back here.
So, you're going back tonight? Or?
Yeah, we go with the crew.
And then you come in when again?
Yeah.
When are we going to see you again?
Fifth.
Okay.
Fourth is Maharaj Rath Yatra in Delhi, Lal Kila Rath Yatra.
What's that?
Rath Yatra Maharaj in Delhi.
In Delhi when?
Fourth November. Saturday.
Fourth November.
It's very big Rath Yatra Maharaj.
Yeah, we'd like to come, but we have very limited time in Govardhan. So we have to take advantage. Take advantage of our time here. All right. Nice meeting everybody.
It's a journey called the project. Project is working together, so
okay, good. Okay, very nice. So if you're all interested further in Krishna consciousness, you can read Prabhupada's book. Of course, some of you are interested in the shade itself.
I listened back time from about you from his Praneshwar Paro.
Yeah.
But today I got the opportunities to see you, Maharaj.
Thank you for coming. Thank you all for coming. Do we have some prasadam for everybody?
I have only taken
sweets. We have some sweets. It's Diwali. I mean, the day after Diwali, so you got to give sweets to everybody. We have those sweets, right?
Yeah.
And then, nice feast at the Vanabahari temple today? Or?
Yes.
It's good. Look very opulent.
Yes.
So, see you again on the 5th.
Yes.
What time is the 5th? Like midnight? Or?
Yeah. Morning.
Morning, because the 5th, 5th and the 6th are the last days on
the
6th,
7th, before 2 in the
And that, you got that chip for the phone?
Yeah, chip I have called today is the market by office.
Oh, I see. But his phone, the phone you gave him,
it's working?
No, it's not working. It requires some further activation or something like that.
My phone, that I have.
I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll
show you.
No, I don't take sweets, is it?
I said, Maharaj, I want to take from your hand, Mr.
What?
You can give it.
Oh, give it out. Okay. Sannyasi, you're not allowed to eat sweets. Here we go. Here.
Ada.
Google Andrew, you don't want any?
No.
Here we go. Happy Diwali. Everybody got a sweet? Yeah, everybody got it. So, any other questions?
He's very good devotee, Maharaj.
I know.
I'm doing very
sincerely. You're thinking to go, you know, to keep pleased to, you know, the spiritual master. And to keep pleased to Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
And to devotees. But we are finding many difficulties in, you know.
Difficulties? Like what?
Difficulties like, you know, to have natural relations with all the devotees.
Why? What is the difficulty?
Yeah, difficult, like, you know, we have to. Sometimes the devotees, they criticize to other devotees, so it's very difficult to listen and.
Well, they shouldn't criticize him.
Like sometimes a devotee says, you know, he's not doing good, he's like doing something else. So, but listening is also very. You know,
we should find fault in ourselves, not in others.
But listening by others about others.
That's not good.
So, how to stop it? And what we do on that case?
How to stop others from saying that?
Yeah.
Just say, I will not listen to any criticism of others. Lord Chaitanya's devotees never like to hear criticism of other devotees.
Yeah. So it generally happens at Wednesday. Sometimes they speak about.
That's Pajalpa.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just tell them no. Just tell them, my spiritual master, that I cannot hear criticism of other devotees. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Just go like that. Put your hands on your ears and go, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Yeah.
What is the difference between criticizing and stating a fact?
Well,
about somebody.
Exactly. A fact can be criticizing too. The only time Krishna in the Gita says the austerities of speech are satya, priya, hitam. Those are the three standards. You can speak truthfully, beneficially, right, and pleasingly, those three things. You can say the truth and be very offensive. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're in the street and you see someone who is ugly, and that is the truth, they are ugly, and you say to them, you are ugly. That's offensive, isn't it? Because it's not pleasing and it's not beneficial. So that's the standard. Satya, Priya, Hitam. three things. That's Krishna's instruction in the Gita about the austerities of speech. Satya Priya Gitam. Speak the truth, pleasingly and beneficially. If it doesn't help someone, don't say it. If it's not pleasing, don't say it. And if it's not truthful, don't say it. It has to be all three things simultaneously. Can't say that.
Write down reply.
What's that? Write down? Yeah. Write down what? Yeah, but you remember that. You have a good memory, you're a scientist.
That's
from the Gita. It's not just my invention, it's the Bhagavad Gita.
Another Gurudev, like, you know, in the projects, sometimes the people is not working well and they have to, you know, they get scolded by the higher officials, managers.
Yes.
So, like, how to, you know, to control some at that time?
How to control the managers or the people?
To the people who is, like, you know, who is not working well. And
then you just sit with them and talk to them and say that we have a problem with your performance. Because we had expected this, this, and that, and you're not able to do it. Would you like to share with me why that is? Mm-hmm. Instead of scolding, and scolding never works. You have to reveal to them how you're thinking, you know, what you're feeling, and then ask them for some feedback. Is there anything I can do? You can also say, is there anything I can do to help your performance? Instead of saying, you rascal! Do they say that sometimes?
No.
They don't use the word rascal.
They say, no, you're not doing well. Sometimes I say, okay.
You say, you're useless. Do you ever say that?
Sometimes I say, you're a fool.
You're a fool? That's the same thing as saying you're a rascal. You tell them they're a fool? Do they get angry?
Yeah, like sometimes it's like it's always doing the wrong thing in the project, and then if one is committing the same mistakes always in the project, then I say, you know what?
Then you just say, you know, if you want to work on this project, you have to learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
But you don't call people fools. No one ever became better by calling them a fool. Murka. You said that's what you say?
Yeah.
No. One time I said.
Yes. Murka. Fool, rascal. Don't do that. That's the worst thing you can do to people. Yeah, just explain, you know, if you can't do a better job, you can't work on the project. Then you'll have to just tell them to work on another project, not your project. You know, if someone can't perform to the level that is required for the project, then you have to let them go. But in a kind way. Just say, go. You, Murka. Murka, rascal. Mudha.
Yes,
Mura.
Stupid, like.
Yeah,
don't,
okay.
Don't know anything.
Yeah, Mura.
Love the dreams.
Naradama.
But in the, like, mature ponies, when you're doing with the government, it's very difficult to.
Oh, you can't remove someone.
Like.
Because they're protected.
Yeah. So, because. We wanted to protect ourselves in the project, so we have to take care of things.
Yeah, you have to be careful what you say to people. All right, any other questions? I'm going to have to get ready to take this, because I wake up early in the morning. Very early in the morning. So it's nice meeting everybody.
So one question.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not able to take a right decision.
Take what?
Right decision.
Right decision, yeah.
And in that condition, do what I said do and
Well, we all have that challenge. You know, sometimes we make the wrong decision, we make mistakes. Then try to rectify it. And next time, you can make a good person An intelligent person makes a lot of mistakes, but he only makes the same mistake once. So you learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are good. Because if you don't make mistakes, you're not accomplishing anything.
If we are doing the same mistake...
Well, I think you should not do the same mistake over and over again. Somehow or other, you know, try to stop doing the same mistake. And if you can't, ask for help. You ask someone to help you make the same mistake. We should learn from mistakes. Mistakes are learning experiences. So, any other questions? Anyway, thank you all for joining us. I'm getting.
We are online with a lot of